Hi, welcome to my blog and thank you for taking the time to be with me today. This is Laura and I'm excited to be sharing this information with you. Today, I will be reading from the blog post entitled, What is Health? The greatest wealth is health, Virgil. Health is the natural state of our being. So long nothing gets in the way, that's what the body creates, health. The body creates health as part of its natural state of being. Health is not something we acquire once for the rest of our life. Health is a practice. It requires commitment, consistency, dedication, and effort. Health is not just physical. It is also emotional, mental, and spiritual. Health will look different for each one of us. As we are all unique beings, so is our own individual health, unique. My version of health is not your version of health. We all create a different life and reality for ourselves. There is not one person alike. What does being healthy mean? Being healthy is being whole. Healing is making yourself whole. Being healthy means that you are whole and complete throughout all levels of your being. You have reached balance and harmony at all these levels, physical, mental, emotional, and spiritual. Being healthy is not achieved once and you're done with it. Healthy is a state of being. It is the result of all your choices and the sum of all your experiences. What you choose becomes who you are, and how you respond to your experiences becomes your reality. Being is a daily practice. It is continuous, never ending, until there is no more life to be lived. What prevents us from being healthy? If the body creates health as its natural state, then how come we become sick? What interferes with this natural process? What comes in the way of perfect health? What prevents the body from going back to its healthy balance are blockages. These blockages come in many forms. Stress is a major one, and it is the cause of many ailments. Anything that isn't part of our natural state of health becomes a blockage to our own energy flow. Once our energy is blocked somewhere because of a stressor, the energy cannot flow properly as it is intended to be. These blockages or stressors can be physical, emotional, mental, or spiritual. If something interferes at one level, it affects your whole being, like a ripple effect. Nothing is isolated or separate in health. Everything is linked and interconnected. By taking your whole person into account, you can get a fuller picture of what is happening with your being. Your health tells a story, your unique story, the story of who you are as a person. Your health is the result of all your choices and experiences. Your body is the sum of your life's experiences. In today's world, it is almost impossible to live a stress-free life. We are all experiencing stress at some level. The ways we are affected by stress and how we respond to those stressors will determine our state of health. Removing stress brings us back to health, but removing stress is not sufficient. We need to eliminate it and replace it with something positive, something loving, and growth-promoting. The body is either in growth or in protection. These are two different behaviors that are mutually exclusive. You can't be doing both. Growth is being open while protection is closing ourselves up. Closing up causes illness. It causes fear, and fear causes death. Love opens us up so we can grow. If we remove stress and replace it with love, we go from a shutdown system to an open system. Then we will be healthy and we will grow. What is your life story? What does your health tell about you? Are you living in fear or in love? Are you protecting yourself or are you growing? Empowered health. We are not victims of our own health. There is no one to blame for your state of health. No one is guilty of your health, but you, and only you, are responsible for it. When we position ourselves as victim, it means we are powerless and we can't control it. This leads to irresponsibility. We need to understand that we are in absolute control. We can change anything in our life. And health is no exception. But we have been disempowered about our health, believing that only the medical system and doctors can heal us. And this is far from the truth. You can take control of your own health. Do you believe you can heal yourself? The ability to heal is an innate human capacity. We have the ability to be healthy without constant medical assistance and intervention. Sometimes we need a little help or support to boost our healing ability. But in the end, it's our own body's innate wisdom that can bring us back to health. Our own body gets all the credit for healing, not an external factor or person. No doctor or physician is going to heal you. No pill, drug, or treatment is going to fix you. You and only you can do that. We have a healing system within our own body that is very powerful. Our immune system is able to heal ourselves. But sometimes it is turned off by stress or fear. Working with the body's energy systems helps to turn on this natural healing process. Our body heals when it's switched on, when it gets the right information, when the communication is reestablished. That is what body talk helps with. We are so powerful and yet believes that we're not. If you believe you're not powerful, then by definition you're not. As Dr. Bruce Lipton says, it is a bunch of BS, belief systems. How powerful are we? More than you can ever imagine. Within each of us is a spark. Call it a divine spark if you will, but it is there and can light the way to health. There are no incurable diseases, only incurable people. Bernie Siegel, MD.